This is Dakota Datebook for November 3rd. In the fall of 1910, there was a big scandal in Minot. Citizens wanted to know who drank the beer. 722 bottles of beer had been confiscated the previous year during raids on blind pigs and stored under lock and key at the boiler room of City Hall. But when the beer was needed as evidence in a court case, most of it was missing. That triggered an investigation. Arthur LeSueur, president of the City Commission, testified that he helped take the contraband to the basement. He and the officers who transported it drank a few bottles, but only, he said, so they could testify that they had indeed seized beer. He warned the officers the beer would be needed as evidence and should not be touched. Later, when the state's attorney informed him that court cases were coming up and the evidence would be required, LeSueur went to the basement only to find all but a few bottles gone. Police Commissioner Peter Vandenover wasn't in office when the beer was confiscated, but when he investigated, he found just 34 bottles remained. One key to the boiler room was with the chief of police, William Bakeman. The other was left in the sergeant's desk. Bakeman admitted he knew the beer was stored in the boiler room. He and Officer Doherty drank about a dozen bottles each. One officer wanted a few bottles for his sick father, and Bakeman told him to help himself. Plumbers also had worked in the boiler room and had access to the stash. Doherty took the stand. He said he and Bakeman drank several bottles of beer together. Fire Chief E.W. Thompson was also implicated. He admitted to drinking beer in the boiler room a half a dozen times and said he even ordered some taken to the fire hall. He claimed he thought it didn't matter since he only took small quantities. The matter was settled on this date in 1910. The commission investigating the missing beer requested the resignations of Chief of Police Bakeman, Officer Doherty, and Fire Chief Thompson. When those resignations did not come, the men were fired by a vote of 3-2. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.